Finally today, a story about life and music in a small town in rural Mexico. Many small towns in the Mexican countryside are losing their young people. They can't make enough money farming, so they leave in search of jobs. To try to prevent this migration, many Mexican towns develop alternative sources of income, like making crafts. But one indigenous village in southern Mexico came up with a different idea, as Shannon Young explains.
Santa Maria Tlahuitoltepec sits on a cloud-cloaked mountainside in northeastern Oaxaca. Most of its 9,000 residents are subsistence farmers or poultry breeders. On paper, Tlahuitoltepec is like many towns in southern Mexico. But a closer look reveals some differences. First, this town still has plenty of young adults, a demographic that has otherwise left small towns like this one in search of work in the cities or in the U.S. And then there's the music. The large municipal band practices in the afternoons near a gazebo crowned by a metal G-clef cymbal. Local resident Florina Vasquez Nunez estimates that around 70% of the town's population knows how to read music.
Hay otro porcentaje también que son músicos líricos.
Then, she says, there are those who can't read the notes but can play by ear. Youth and music literacy converge at Tlahuitoltepec's Center for Musical Training and Development of Mije Culture. Mije is the indigenous group that most people in the town belong to. The conservatory offers a top-notch musical education along with middle and high school coursework to some 120 mostly indigenous boarding students. More than 100 local people attend free afternoon music workshops.
Para cualquier cuestión, incluso para...
The school's director, Damian Martinez, says music accompanies all major life events here, from christening parties to funeral processions. He argues the presence of a band is so important that party hosts are more likely to scrimp on the food than to forego the live music. These traditional celebrations sustain many of the region's musicians, that and giving music classes. Felix Vasquez Hernandez teaches beginner-level students how to play guitar. He explains that while pianos are favored teaching instruments in many formal music schools, the conservatory here prefers guitars. They're lighter and more portable, he explains, and pianos can be hard to find in many communities. But there are other instruments as well. Intermediate-level students spread out around the 10-acre campus to practice music assigned as homework. 16-year-old Viviana Carena Los Mendoza rehearses in the cafeteria. She says she's learning a lot at this school, including singing by sight reading, breath control, and instrument maintenance. Viviana wants to continue her education in Mexico City. University-level music instruction is one of the options for conservatory graduates. Some return to their communities to form bands. Others become music teachers. A few join symphony orchestras. 30-year-old trombone player, composer, and arranger Leo Vigildo Martinez did all of the above.
Yo no pensaba regresar a Tlahuí, ¿no?
He wasn't planning to move back to Tlahuitoltepec after growing accustomed to city life, but the invitation to teach at the conservatory here was an offer he couldn't refuse. Leo Vigildo Martinez now directs the Banda RM, a group that has reinvented traditional regional music by fusing it with elements of ska, jazz, and rock. Most of its members are in their 20s and live in Tlahuitoltepec. Martinez says they're not just creating a new style of regional music. They're trying to show that it's possible to make ends meet in a rural town without having to migrate. The most regular source of income for the band and other musicians here is the circuit of family, religious, and town-based festivities. So it seems the musical education available in Tlahuitoltepec not only acts as a job training program for an economically marginalized area, but also helps to keep the town's social fabric strong. For The World, I'm Shannon Young in Oaxaca.
That'll do it for us today. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. Thank you for listening.